Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Tuesday, October 14th. It is 5:30. This half hour just for you guys waking up early with us. It's so early. It still looks late. It's just so dark now.
Yeah.
I know we said it before. And then I read yesterday that was yesterday was like the last day that we'll have a sunset after 6 o'clock.
No!
From now on, they're all going to be before 6 o'clock. So it's that time of year. Yeah. I mean, I have a love hate relationship with it. Like part of me gets excited because that means, you know, it's holidays are going to be coming soon and coziness and blankets and sweaters and boots. And I love that thing. But then the other side is like seasonal depression.
Yay!
Here I come. It's like, it hasn't hit me yet. I'm still kind of waiting for it, but yeah, so it's a double-edged sword for sure.
It really is. Like, I do love the holidays. I love Christmas more than Halloween, but Halloween's still so fun.
Yeah.
But it's like, I hate the cold. Like, I really do love summer. And that's something about Vegas that I love. Like, I don't mind the triple digits, but when it gets like 55, I'm like, where in the Antarctica am I? I cannot.
I do like that I get to pull out the cute sweaters and I get to wear like my jackets that I never get to wear. That is the plus side, but I feel like I'm always cold, so it's not really a huge change for me, you know?
James wants to go through our closets to clean out like our winter coats and our blazers and stuff. I forgot how much stuff I have in there. It's hard to even close our closet right now. He goes, you have stuff here from like when we lived in Connecticut, and you know it gets like 0 degrees over there. And I have this really long puffer jacket that like goes to my ankles. He goes, can you give this away, please? I'm like, no, I might need it one day.
You never know. What if we go to Alaska?
Yes, what exactly. I want to make sure, like, what if I'm visiting friends on the East Coast during the wintertime? He goes, when are you ever going to go to the East Coast during the wintertime? How are you today?
I am good. I am good. Had a good day yesterday. I went and got my hair done, watched the Dodger game last night. They won, barely. My husband's a big Dodger fan, so at least he's got a team still in it.
So
was watching that. But I told you yesterday, like, my thing when I wake up is I say, you know, today's gonna be a great day and something really cool is gonna happen today. And I told you yesterday, I'm gonna ask you, what cool thing happened to you yesterday? And anyone who's listening who heard me say this, what cool thing happened to you yesterday? 702-364-9400. So I'm gonna ask you first, did something cool happen to you yesterday?
There was something cool that happened yesterday. I made it happen because you gave me this promise and I'm like, okay, let me make something cool happen. I gotta report back to Mercedes. So today, later on, I have a pet costume contest for our apartment complex. They said, bring your pet over, bring your pet down in their costume. And I'm like, I don't want Momo to wear something he's worn in the past. Like, he's been a pumpkin, he's been a hot dog, and he's been a cowboy rider. And I'm like, you know what? This year, let's think of something creative. So I went through his stuff, and I remember my sister-in-law was in Hawaii, and she brought him back a little Hawaiian shirt. So I was like, oh, this is perfect. So I put on his little Hawaiian shirt. I got some puka shells, and then I put on some, like, motorsport glasses, and that's going to be his Halloween costume
for
today.
Is he, like, a surfer guy, or what? He's a Hawaiian? What is he?
He is going to be a vacationer.
Oh, a tourist.
He's a tourist.
I love it.
He's a Shih Tzu tourist.
So. Oh, he could also double as a radio guy. You know, a lot of we go to these radio conventions, they're all wearing, like, Hawaiian shirts. It's very odd.
Now all I need is, like, we give him some headphones and, like, a microphone, and there's a radio guy right there.
This is an old school radio dude here.
With the puka shells.
He'd be sure to win the contest. I have no doubt about that.
So that was the cool thing
yesterday. I love to hear that.
Do you have something cool?
Oh, yeah, I do. I felt like I was really excited. I heard from a friend of mine that I hadn't heard from in a while. Like, you have, like, a texting back and forth conversation and then it just stops.
For sure.
And it just stopped. She didn't respond to the last text I sent. And it was fine because I know she's been, like, so busy yesterday. So yesterday, just out of nowhere, she texts me. She's like, I am so sorry I never responded to this. Because we were talking about getting together and so she's like, can we please get together? And so I think we're going to finally get together this weekend. But she's just a friend that I used to work with, and then I don't work with anymore. And so I was really excited to meet up with her and just kind of catch up and stuff. So that was something that was really cool that happened
to
me yesterday.
Awesome. Yeah. I think as adults we get older, it's harder to make time for each other. And yes. I think that's really, really cool that you did that.
I was super excited that she reached out, because, you know, we get so caught up in our everyday lives. So I've definitely been on the other end of that. So yeah, try to find the cool thing today. Report back yesterday and let us know what's the cool thing that's going to happen to you today. That's going to be my new thing. I'm trying to find the cool things that happen every
Same.
Single day.
Yeah. It makes me like look for something to do and also look forward to do something like that.
Yeah. And then you have something to reflect on, like, wow, that was cool. And it makes you happy. So it's just another kind of little mind trick to get you in that good positive state here going into the day. So Mix 94.1, it is that time of year. Things are a little scary, a little terrifying. And do you look back on some of those movies? Maybe they were Halloween related, maybe they were not. But you know, when you're little, you kind of watch a movie and now you feel ridiculous for being scared about it. We all have that one. Steph, you actually rewatched your movie over the weekend, which is a classic, by the way. And it used to scare you, but now you're like, what was I so scared of?
Yes, I used to be such a scaredy cat as a kid. And the movie I remember watching that freaked me out as a kid was this one, The Nightmare Before Christmas.
That, you know what? I can see that. That movie kind of scared me. And honestly, still, I feel like it's just kind of weird.
It is freaky. Like, Tim Burton is brilliant. Yeah. He's a genius. Don't get me wrong. But I think it's something about just the animation. And I will never forget the moment that freaked me out when I watched the movie. It was when the beginning, when Sally, she has her arm come off and it's like acting alive and she's not even attached to it anymore. And I'm like, yep, this movie ain't for me. This is not for me as a kid.
I feel like we all have that. Like, there's that movie that kind of traumatized us as a kid. And as an adult, you go back and you're like, what was I scared of? Does anyone else have that? 702-364-9400. The movie that absolutely terrified me as a kid was The Wizard of Oz. I would get so freaked out when this movie would come on. The beginning was fine. I mean, the beginning was beautiful, you know. Judy Garland singing this song is just so beautiful. How could you not love that? But then it all takes a very wild turn once they get to Oz. And the Wicked Witch and the house and the feet underneath and then curling up. And the flying monkeys.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I was terrified of that movie. And now when I watch it, or like if I watch Wicked, I think, man, that green lady wasn't so bad after all.
She was a little Elphaba girl.
She was misunderstood. That's it.
I think because Wizard of Oz was so ahead of its time back in the day, like when it was black and white and then it turned color, like there was something about that movie that was ahead that made it was like, oh my God, flying monkeys. We've never heard of that before. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was just right out of the imagination. Oh, is it Frank M. Baum who wrote it?
Yep.
And it's just like so surreal. And I couldn't absorb that. It was a lot for me. Is there a movie for you guys? We're getting some texts here. I was scared of The Never Ending Story.
Yes!
That wolf had me checking my closet every night. That was a freaky movie. When spoiler alert, the horse.
Oh, the horse.
Oh my God.
Like, how do they make those movies and just not like, how do they sleep at night? How do they sleep at night?
It was traumatizing. Yes. This one says the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the tunnel scene. I was convinced it was a horror movie.
Yes.
Oh, where he's like, you don't know where you're going. Like when he starts freaking out on them.
Yeah, Gene Wilder, like he turned, like he's a Gemini. I know he's a Gemini because he's like super nice in the beginning. And like, where did the nice Willy Wonka go?
About this one here. This just came in. Michelle, she wrote Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Large Marge. If you know, you know. Oh my
yes,
God.
Large Marge.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:03. It is Tuesday, October 14th. Thank you guys so much for being here. I got through that Monday. We are ready to get things going. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How was your night?
It was good. I was watching. Well, first of all, I got my hair done yesterday. I was talking to my hairdresser and we were talking about like TV shows. And she's like, are you watching this season of Love is Blind? And I was like, no, I haven't watched it, but I've been seeing a lot of stories about something that happened with one couple on there. And there's a lot of talk. Is anybody watching? Maybe you know what I'm talking about. Like, she's blonde and I think something big happened. I don't know. I'm seeing stuff on social media here and there. And I was like, no, I haven't watched it yet. I'll have to get to it. It's on my list. And she's like, don't. She's like, don't watch it. Like, have you ever just anti-recommended a show to someone where you watched it and you're like, do not watch it? She's like, it's just such a weird show and this girl is awful and blah blah blah. And she was going off on this show, Love is Blind. And I honestly watched I think the first couple seasons of it and then it lost me. I don't know, I don't really like the premise of that show.
I like Love is Blind. I don't know what it was about last season that just did not appeal me to continue or get into this season, because it's based in Colorado, I think, or Denver. I don't remember. But yeah, I don't know. Love is Blind to me is kind of like dwindling down.
Well, then she's like, what are you watching? And I was like, speaking of shows I don't know that I would recommend, is anyone watching that Monster Ed Gein story?
I can't watch stuff like that.
Oh my gosh. We watched the first couple episodes, Matt and I. He's been wanting to watch it, so I was like, I'll watch it with you. After the second episode, I said, I don't know if I can continue on this one. Like, I can take a lot.
Yeah.
I really can. But this show is just so freaky and disgusting. And the fact that it's based on a true story is making me so paranoid. And so last night, he's like, you want to try one more episode? And I was like, yeah, this will be the last one if it's just too rough. And then I'm out. You're going to be on your own on this one.
Yeah.
So we watch it. And I was like, yeah, I'm good. I am so disturbed. Do you know the story about this guy?
Okay, I know a little bit about it, and I know a little bit about the actor and how he had to deal with it while playing that role.
Oh.
I don't know much of the real and actual story, though.
So the guy is the basis for the movie Psycho.
Really?
Yeah, it was based on him, and they even show in the show, like, Alfred Hitchcock trying to get more information on this guy so he can build the movie Psycho
and
all that. And oh my gosh, this guy is so scary, and it's played by the guy who played Jax Teller on Sons of Anarchy, who I love. I was like, why is he so creepy now? What is happening? So that's one of those things where it's my anti-recommend, but I think my husband would completely recommend it. I don't know. I cannot do it. Do you have a show like that where you're like, I don't think I can recommend this show. It's too much. We're getting a bunch of texts. This one says, yep, I'm watching it. This season is a train wreck. Do you want to know what she did? Oh, on Love is Blind? Yeah. What did she do? What happened? Because my hairdresser was like, she's an awful person.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
Oh, God.
They always have to have someone like that to keep the show going, you know?
Usually, yeah. This one says, I think this is about the monster show. He was a very disturbed individual. And the crazy thing about it is that a lot of other serial killers wanted to be like him. He's the reason for all the Chainsaw Massacre movies, too. It's a very ugly story, but I love documentaries. I'm telling you, Steph, the stuff he does is so disturbing. Like, things that I could not even imagine in my wildest, like, out there kind of thoughts. It's so disturbing.
I had no idea that you're telling me that these movies like Psycho and Chainsaw Massacre, like, these are all based off this guy. It's so interesting to hear, but I have no desire to watch the show for sure.
The anti-recommendation. If you have one of those, we'd love to hear what it is so I know what not to put on my queue for Netflix.
It's on number one on Netflix, not number one recommended for me.
I think I'm done after last night's episode. I was like, yeah, I'm good.
How many episodes do you think you got in?
I think I got to four.
Okay.
And it's just too much for me. And this is someone who loves Squid Game and stuff. I couldn't handle it.
Hey, you know what you know and you like what you like.
Exactly. We have so much coming up on the show this morning. In just a couple of minutes, we have an early edition of Heads Up. We're going to get you tickets to see the group Magic at Westgate Las Vegas and two passes to our exclusive Q&A and meet and greet with them in our Verizon Sound Space. That's going to be very cool. Also, coming up next, we have What's Trending. Taylor Swift just sold 4 million copies of her new album in a single week and shattered some massive records in the process. She even pulled off something no artist has ever done on the Hot 100. We'll tell you what that is coming up next in What's Trending. Taylor Swift is trending again this morning. She is out here casually breaking the music industry again. Her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, didn't just drop. It literally like detonated. It was huge. 4 million copies sold in the first week. Think about that.
Oh,
4 million. That's not hype. That is absolutely history in the making right there. And almost all of that was pure album sales. Which no one does anymore.
No.
Think about it.
I'm sorry. I don't remember the last time I bought an album.
We're talking 3,407,500 copies bought. Wow. Not streamed, not playlisted, actually bought, which is just crazy to me. The last time numbers like that happened, people were still using dial-up internet. about that. The last, so she crushed that record that Adele's 25 had been holding on to since 2015. And it also marks Taylor's 15th number one album. That officially puts her ahead of Drake and Jay-Z for the most number one albums by a solo artist. Only one group is ahead of her with 19. Do you know who group. It is?
Is it old?
Yes.
It has to be the Beatles.
It is the Beatles. Yeah. The Beatles. Yeah. They have 19. So if I were the Beatles, I'd start sweating because she's on their tail. But she didn't stop there. Every single track from the album took over the Billboard Hot 100 Top 12. The number one spot belongs to this song, The Fate of Ophelia. And yes, this is the first time in history every song on an album has owned the top 12. So
wow.
She's in her own league. Right after that was Opalite, which, you know, a non-single to rank that high.
Yes.
It was just absolutely
crazy. That is
crazy.
Shocking.
I know. And because she, you know, likes to remind everyone that she's also a marketing genius, she dropped another bombshell. We talked about it briefly yesterday. There's a full Eras Tour concert film and a behind-the-scenes docuseries that's coming to Disney Plus on December 12th, the day before her birthday. Mm-hmm. So she is absolutely crushing it.
I knew that she was brilliant, but I think I'm seeing more of her in a new light after the New Heights podcast. Just like how witty and funny and just like down to earth she is. I knew that she was like that, but to see her in a podcast form just with Travis, it's just really nice to see. And just seeing the records, honestly, the records breaking, they're not surprising to me.
Yeah, they're not surprising to me either. What is surprising is I'm seeing a lot of backlash from like the old school Swifties. They're
really?
A lot of them are just really not happy with this rollout. And it's not a case of, oh, she's happy now, we hate to see it. It's more of the complaints I'm seeing is that she was always about being genuine and this is, you know, stuff from her heart. And now a lot of them feel like this is all about just marketing and
really
catchy pop songs. So, you know, I like the album. I like it a lot. I've been listening to it and I think it's fun. It's nice for me to hear her happy. But I do like to go to Evermore sometimes when I'm in that mood. Like, I like the options.
I mean, if the old school Swifties are coming down on her on how she's not genuine with the song Wood, then we, girl, let's just talk about how that she gets down and dirty.
I know. And a lot of them are like, why is she doing this? Like, she doesn't need to do this. She's above it. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, like, the long-term effects of this album. But I really do feel like it's kind of set a new standard and she's absolutely crushing it right now. And that is what's trending. Okay, it's time to win, guys. Let's do it. Let's play a little heads up this morning at 702-364-9400. Up for grabs, a pair of tickets to see Magic at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino on October 24th. Not only that, we're going to get you in to our Verizon Sound Space with Magic. You can only win your way into this. We're going to have a Q&A with them, a meet and greet. It's going to be so much fun, and we love to see you there. So caller 20 right now, you get to play heads up. Pick your category, get six answers in 60 seconds, and these tickets and passes to our Verizon Sound Space are yours. Caller 20, you get to play right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Skylar, you're caller 20. Yeah. Are you ready to play Heads Up?
Skylar?
Hello?
Hi, Skylar. Are you ready to play Heads Up?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. We've got these Magic tickets for you and passes to our Verizon Sound Space. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Cha-Ching, Old McDonald, Sugar Rush, or Sweet Dreams?
Sugar Rush.
Sugar Rush. All right. National M&M Day was yesterday. These are all different kinds of candy. Are you a big sweet treat eater, Skylar?
Oh, here and there. I like chocolate, but what do we got this?
We got this. 6 and 60s, all we need. Let's do it. Let's make you a winner. Here we go.
All right. Your 60 seconds for heads up. It starts now.
This is a candy bar with peanuts. It's not going anywhere for a while. Grab one of these.
Oh, Mr. Goodbar.
No, let's pass. This is a peanut butter cup. Made by?
Mars.
No. Reese's. Yes, Reese's. It comes in 4 sticks and they're all together and you break them off.
Okay.
Yes. This is a candy bar that comes in 2 sticks and it's got like a cookie in there. Yes. This is the original chocolate bar. It's a what bar?
Hershey bar.
Yes, yes. Oh gosh, I'm gonna pass on this one. This is a Taste the Rainbow and they're little candies.
Skittles.
Yes. This is a really hard candy that you suck on. They come in different flavors. Green apple.
Lemonhead.
Cherry.
Warhead.
No.
Oh,
darn it. That was Jolly Rancher. Man. The one that we got stuck on originally was Snickers. Like, not going anywhere for a while. Grab a Snickers bar.
Yeah.
I passed on Butterfinger. Is there a word or a phrase that automatically triggers you? You, like, the second someone says it, your brain, it short circuits and you are just ready to argue. Steph was telling me that she's found the one word that will set her husband off every single time. I don't even think it's an insult, but to him, it's fighting words.
Oh, yeah. James says, I didn't even know this was like a fighting words to him. This is something I learned about him this past weekend. So this past weekend, we wanted to lay low. It was hibernation weekend because last weekend was Disneyland. This upcoming weekend, we have a wedding. So it was like, let's just relax. Until our friends sent us a text in the group chat that said, hey guys, we're going out tonight. Would love for you guys to come. I'm in the group chat. James is in the group chat. And our other two friends are in the group chat. And they said, yeah, we're leaving tonight around 10. And I respond saying, sorry, guys, this weekend, it's hibernation weekend. We really got to lay low because it's a crazy month for us. And then our friend who invited us out said, I get it. You know, I have those times too. But I did work a back-to-back 12-hour shift at the hospital. At least I'm not boring. And once James heard or saw that in the group chat, he said to me, I'm not boring.
Oh, how dare you call James boring.
The second someone calls James boring, he's like, all right, where are they at? I'm going to show them I'm fun. I'm like, you're proving them. They're baiting you, babe. Relax. Just don't respond. And I just laughed at it. And he's like, no. We got to tell them. That is not cool. I'm about to leave the group chat. So boring to him is like fighting words, even though it's so harmless.
Well, first of all, I audibly gasped when you said that you guys were planning to leave at 10 p.m. I was like, what? What? 10 at night? It was when you were going to leave? Yes. Like, I am in bed, ready to go, brush teeth brushed, pajamas by 10 p.m.
This
what
is
are you
Vegas,
talking about?
Baby.
Oh, my gosh.
The city that never sleeps. Oh. That's early for us.
I was like, my heart started beating fast. But the boring thing I kind of get, and I do feel like that was like an automatic kind of way to get him going, to change his mind. But is there a word or a phrase? Like, I have a phrase that when people say it to me, it automatically makes my blood boil.
Okay.
Like, anytime. And that phrase is, calm down.
Oh,
my gosh. That is the absolute worst. First of all, no one in the history of the world has ever actually calmed down after someone told them to calm down. No one. It has the opposite effect. It's like a match to gasoline. I could be talking in a perfectly normal tone, just explaining something so rationally, and then boom, calm down. Suddenly, I am ready to just go off. And what makes it the worst phrase ever is there's just kind of a smugness behind it. Like, Why are you trying to gaslight me and to make me think that I'm being dramatic?
Yes.
You know?
Same thing with relax.
Yes.
Relax.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Oh, my God. When someone tells me to relax, I'm like, you're kidding, right? You want me to relax after you're telling... Like, it does the opposite effects to me, for sure.
Yeah. I think I will want to give a TED Talk on why we should never use the phrase calm down or relax.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I want you to let your man know he's not boring. He is far from boring.
He's fun. And he's a fun guy.
Next time they say that, tell him to respond in the group chat. Tell him to calm down.
Oh my God. Hey, you need to relax. See what they say.
I mean, that'll get him to shut right up. I guarantee it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
A government shutdown will not get you out of filing your taxes. If you filed for an extension earlier this year, your return, it's still due tomorrow, October 15th. The IRS said the shutdown does not change your responsibilities, and about 20 million people are in the same boat. So remember, the extension is only to file, not to pay. So if you owed anything, that bill, that was due back in April.
Oh, boy.
Sorry to let you know that.
Yeah.
Miss the deadline and the IRS can charge a 5% penalty per month, up to 25%. Here's a fun fact. Half of the IRS workforce is furloughed right now, but essential employees, they are still on duty. So that bill is very real. some folks in some states like Arkansas and Tennessee and parts of West Virginia, they're going to get a little time until November 3rd because of natural disasters that have happened there. But yeah. If you're here in the state, sorry, you got to get that done.
Is this affecting you at all whatsoever?
No, we get our stuff taken care of before the 15th. Actually, like the second I get all my tax paperwork, we send it to our accountant and have them do it. And we were actually lucky this year. We got a little bit of a refund, not a lot, but at least we didn't have to pay. Yeah,
that's better than nothing, right?
Yeah, I like to get it as close to zero as I can, you know, because if you get too much back, it's like, wow, I just gave the government all this money to play with. And if you have to pay, well, you have to pay. That's not fun. So.
I love having an accountant. I'm like, here, tell me what I need to do. I don't want to go through all these pages.
I just don't get it. I'm not smart enough for that.
So. Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
Also this morning, a new survey shows just how serious people are about remote work. Are you working from home still? And if you are, how much do you love it? Because according to this new survey, 76% of workers say if their employer forces them back to the office, they're just going to look for another job.
No kidding.
Like, that's just how much they like it. That's up almost 20% from last year. Only 2% of people say they prefer working full time in an office. A lot of the job seekers, they're kind of ranking remote work above salary, above benefits, above that work-life balance. And a lot of people say they'd even take a pay cut just to keep that flexibility.
I can see the conveniency of working from home and how much it's nice. I saw James do it for like 2 to 3 years. And then when he got a promotion, he had to go back into the office.
Yeah.
And I saw that he was like, oh, he was a little bummed. But he's so social. Like, he's like, he likes to work with people in face to face. So I knew he would love it. But I could see that, like, I got to commute to work now.
Well,
that type of thing.
I wonder also how many people want to work from home because it enables them to have multiple jobs. My husband's a friend, and I'm not going to say who, but he's got 2 full-time jobs.
I've heard of people like this.
And they're both work from home.
What?
And one doesn't know about the other. And because he's at home, he's able to take care of both at the same time. And he's literally making 2 full-time salaries.
That is insane to me. Like, I don't understand how people can just maintain 1 full-time job, but I get it because you can have like 3 separate screens. And if you're really good at multitasking, you can pull it off.
Yeah. And it's not like every moment there's something happening. True. You know, there's a lot of downtime where he's like, think about when you're at your office. Are you literally working every single moment? No. Sometimes you sit there, you start scrolling. He's like, it's easy to pull off. And like I said, one doesn't know about the other. So, but if one told him, hey, we need you back into the office, he can't do the other one.
Game over.
You know what I mean?
You're caught,
so,
baby.
It's pretty smart. Finally this morning, this is either going to be brilliant or a total mess. M. Night Shyamalan, he is directing a live action series based on the Magic 8 Ball.
Like the toy?
Yes.
Okay.
The same toy that tells you, ask again later, or all the weird stuff it used to say. This script, it comes from Brad Falchuk, who's also known for creating Glee, American Horror Story, stuff like that. So the show promises to reimagine the Magic 8 Ball as the center of a high-concept supernatural drama. There's no release date or network yet, but the toy's been around for 75 years and people are still buying more than 1 million of them
a year.
Yeah.
I didn't know that 8-Balls were still on sale at like at stores and stuff.
I didn't either. I didn't know that people were still entertained by them and like to have a movie or a series based on it. I don't know. With M. Night Shyamalan behind it, it could be interesting.
True.
But it's just of all the toys.
Yeah. I think about the movies that he's done, like Split. That movie freaked me out, by the way. You know the one, that movie Split with, is it James McVeigh? He's like 20 split personalities. He's like Priscilla and Kevin. And have you seen that movie?
I've never seen it. No,
oh,
it sounds good.
It's good, but it's scary. So I'm imagining an 8-Ball with like 25 different personalities here.
I know. But why are we going on these old school toys? Next up, the Easy Bake Oven movie. Mix 94.1. Did you guys see that the Nevada DMV has officially had it with cars on the road with expired tags or no registration? And they're launching something called the registration spotter form.
No kidding.
Yeah. So it lets you report vehicles that have expired or illegal out-of-state plates. And then once you submit it, their enforcement division, they review the information and then they kick it over to law enforcement.
Ooh.
So I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be quickly running to register their cars. I mean, it's so expensive.
It is.
To register your car, but obviously it has to be done. It's funny because this is one of my husband's biggest pet peeves ever. If we're driving, he spots expired tags like some people spot celebrities. He's like, July 2023. Oh my gosh, May of 2024. And like, he goes off. It bothers him so much. Like, he just caught someone. And honestly, ever since he started pointing it out, I've seen them everywhere too. So many people driving around with expired tags. But if would you guys actually use this new DMV form to report someone? And let's be real, like, who else in Las Vegas would you like to report? 702-364-9400. If you could report anyone, like, this person, they need a talking to. They need to be reported. 702-364-9400. Who would it be? Because I would report those left lane loungers.
Loungers.
The people who are going 58 in the fast lane on the 215. Traffic is stacking up right behind you. You see it and you're still, just move over, please.
Yeah.
Like, that's who I want to report. The left lane loungers. I'm so over it.
I think with those type of drivers, it's not reading the room, it's reading the road.
Yeah.
Really realize like how fast you're going. Look at your mirrors. What are you like? Are you going too slow? Come on, get with it, people.
A lot of times I'll pass them on the right lane and I'll look and I always do that stare like but they're on their phone half the time.
Mm-mm.
They're on their phone, like, come on. It's so frustrating. So yeah, that's who I want to report. Would you use this DMV reporter thing? And who else needs a stern talking to? Let us know. Who would it be for you?
I would report, similar to the lines of your husband, those out-of-state drivers, those license plates. And I'll tell you, I know that in my apartment complex, I have lived there for years. I see the same cars parked in the same spots coming in and out, and they still have their California plates, their Arizona plates. I'm like, dude, you have lived here for years and you still haven't registered your car under Nevada. Get with it.
I know. It's just, like I said, it's so expensive. I'm not trying to make excuses, but it's so expensive.
But I think that might be maybe the relationship of why Vegas drivers are bad, because they're getting away with so many things.
Yeah.
If we crack down on the rules and take accountability, maybe, just maybe, it can go towards the driving.
I totally get that. And it's the right thing to do. I don't think I could be like a real snitch on stuff like that. Like, that's just me. I don't know. I always wonder, like, maybe they got their sticker, but they haven't put it on yet. That's happened to me before.
It's
forgot.
Been 3 years, you know, but I forgot.
I know. What is it for you guys? Let's talk to Jessica. Jessica, who do you want to report and why?
So the people that are smoking marijuana in the car by themselves.
Oh, just like sitting in a random parking lot?
No, driving.
Oh,
and they're by themselves, and they're by themselves in the car, and it's like smells like fresh marijuana. Like, there's no chance that they were sitting in their car in the parking lot. Like, they are physically driving, and it smells like marijuana.
Yeah, like, you're driving, and you have the air conditioning on. It's pulling in the air from the outside, and all of a sudden you're like, what the? And you look, and there's that person. I totally get what you're saying. Yeah.
I park at the park sometimes to take Momo, and immediately I get out the car. I'm like, oh, someone's smoking some Mary Jane.
Exactly. And good morning. Who do you want to report?
I want to report everybody that's driving around with the placards that expired in 2023. It all happened since COVID.
Oh.
I definitely, if I have to pay, they have to pay.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know, the sensitive side of me is like, well, maybe they can't afford it. I don't know. I'm not trying to make excuses.
But they have to. They got to figure it
out.
They do.
100%. We're getting some texts here that says, no, I wouldn't report. They need to finish fixing the streets. That's what they need to do. This one says, I used to drive with tags from 2022. I had them, but I forgot to put them on. Yeah, I've done that too. I just, in everyone's defense, this one says, my grandma's car was stolen and her car would have benefited from this. This one says on Reddit, it's a huge thing. Everyone posts pictures of cars with no plates at all. This says, I would not report anyone for tags. Life is hard enough for people right now. You never know what they have on their plate. This says, I'd like to report the person in front of me at Dutch Bros who orders a drink with 8 modification and then digs for their debit card like they've never paid for anything before. This one says, can someone file a complaint on the family that waits until they're at the In-N-Out counter to start reading the menu? Oh, I know. Aww. It's like, figure out what you want, you know?
Yeah. Hey, going back to the car tax thing and putting your registration sticker on it, do you do the little razor hack?
Oh, I see. I don't even put it on. Matt does.
Does he
washes the license plate.
Okay.
And then I think he does the razor. I'm not sure. Is that what you do?
So yeah. So we used to, especially in California, we would put our little stickers on and you would do the little razor hack so that no one can steal it. And if you, if you take off the sticker, it'll like come out in pieces if you do the razor hack. I do it all the time.
Oh, that, so you like cut it up on the plate.
Yes, you put it up.
Smart.
On the plate. Yeah, that's always everything I've been taught through DMV is like, make sure you do the razor hack so no one steals it.
That is brilliant. Let's talk to Heidi. Heidi, who do you want to report in Las Vegas?
Okay, I want to report all the people that go to Costco to get gas and don't know what size their gas tank is on. Pulling that hose all the way around.
Hey, Heidi, that's me. Are you calling me out? What the heck?
Heidi, you've seen stuff.
You've seen me at Costco gas, Heidi, on St. Rose?
Yes.
You need to be punished for
sorry.
You don't know the hack on the gas tank?
I do. I still forget. It. Right where you see the arrows in the left and the right, but it's too late because I'm already in one lane and it don't matter because the pump, you can go on either side. So I'm like, oh, well, I'll walk around my car, do that long little pump thing. That's what Costco gas is made for.
Oh, that is hilarious. Ramon, who do you want to report in Las Vegas?
I do. We had a caller earlier. She didn't want to get on air, but she said when she went to go register her car at the DMV, the lady at the DMV said, keep your tags in your car because they're being stolen at a high rate.
Oh, that's why you got to do the razor hack.
So that's why they're driving around with expired tags, but she says she keeps her current tags in her car.
Oh, that's actually smart. So you might get pulled over, but then you just show them, like, I have them.
Yes,
I just don't want to put them on there.
I guess when police run your tags, it'll come up as, you know, registered or renewed or whatever.
Oh, this is good information. I love it. All right, let's do it. It's time to win. Time for the Mega Minute. Who wants tickets to see Cyndi Lauper? We have them for you right now. She's doing a little mini residency over at the Coliseum at Caesars. And we've got your tickets right now with the Mega Minute. 60 seconds, 10 questions. You get them all correct in that time, and the tickets are yours. Who's ready to conquer the Mega Minute? We're due for a winner. Caller 20, you get to play right now. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Tracy, you are caller 20.
Yay!
Let's do it. We are ready for the Mega Minute. I hear you have some help this morning. Who's helping you out?
Luke and Leia. We're on our way to school.
Oh, is it Luke and Leia? Like Star Wars?
No, everyone thinks that, but it's actually Layla. Yep.
I love it. Well, Luke, Layla, and Tracy, let's do this. We've got 10 questions, 60 seconds. You answer them all correctly in that time, and you're going to win tickets to see Cyndi Lauper. Are you ready to do this?
Yes, we are.
All right.
All right, guys, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What artist is known for their hits, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, and Time After Time?
Cyndi Lauper.
Yes. How many days does the Earth take to orbit the sun?
365.
Yes. Freddy Krueger was the villain from which horror movie?
A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes. What gas is essential for human respiration?
Oxygen.
Yes. Angelica Pickles is a character from which cartoon?
Do you know that? Pass.
What is the plural of cactus?
Cacti.
Yes. Which science fiction show is known for the saying, live long and prosper?
Star Trek.
Yes. What vegetable is used to make hummus?
Chickpeas.
Yes. In what sport would a player try to get a birdie? Yes. What 2007 movie starred Will Smith as the last man on Earth?
Oh, I know it. Pass.
Oh, that's darn it. Tracy, Luke, Layla, you guys did really well. I liked how you were all working together, but we missed two questions. We skipped Angelica Pickles. She's a character from what cartoon? One of my favorites ever, Rugrats.
Yeah.
That was Rugrats. And then the 2007 movie that starred Will Smith as the last man on Earth is I Am Legend. Oh, I'm so sorry, you guys. That means another day, another victim of the Mega Minute. So caller 20 right now, you get these tickets, two of them, to see Cyndi Lauper, her residency at the Coliseum at Caesars. We've got them for you right now. Caller 20 gets them. Our number is 702-364-9400.
Hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
This year, your Halloween costume might haunt your bank account more than the actual ghost. The Halloween and Costume Association says prices have doubled on many costumes, and it's because of the U.S. tariffs. So since most costumes come from China, stores are now scrambling to stock shelves without, you know, scaring the shoppers away. Some costumes that were $20 last year are now close to $40. Masks that were $5 to $10 are now double, $10 to $20. Some are actually closer to $40. They say that Halloween isn't like other holidays, that if the products don't land on time or if they become too expensive, then Halloween just simply doesn't happen. Or maybe this will be the year that we go back to the homemade costumes instead. But yeah, it seems like a lot of people are not able to afford Halloween this year.
It's a little tough out there. I went to Goodwill yesterday, actually, because I'm looking for something for my dog, and I couldn't find it. I'm like, there is nothing on these shelves. Am I either too late or are these things just not coming in on time? I don't know. But I can see a little bit on the shelves. But I don't see it, like, if I'm going scrolling on Amazon, I feel like they're the same prices as it was last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that's, they're just saying maybe it's like at the Party Cities and the Spirit Halloweens,
yeah,
and stuff. So I haven't been to any of those. But yeah, they say they're more expensive. Speaking of one of the big costumes this year, K-pop Demon Hunters, that is officially the most watched movie ever on Netflix. More than 325 million views. And with that kind of success, you'd think maybe they look at a live action version of the movie, right? Nope. The creator, Maggie Kang, says absolutely not. She explained that so much of the tone and the humor of K-pop Demon Hunters only works in animation. And
yeah,
so that there's just no way they could make that work. Meanwhile, EJ, who sings as Rumi, she admitted she accidentally made her song Golden too high to perform live. Did you see her when the three of them were on Jimmy Fallon?
Yes, they crushed
it.
Oh,
they sounded so good. But she sang it at a lower register than the actual song is sung. And so now she has to hit those notes on stage herself, she's like, oh,
she's winded.
on that performance specifically, she had just recovered from bronchitis.
Oh my
god.
And
then she went on there and did such an amazing job. That if you haven't watched that performance, you gotta watch it. It's so good.
Oh, I love, I feel like they're the live action performers. Like, I just watching them three sing that, that's all I need. I don't need a new movie. I don't want them to try and get more money out of this. I think the way that it's made in the cartoon is perfect.
Yeah, I agree. And I think the three of them, Rayami, Audrey Nuna, and then EJ, they're gonna get bigger and bigger on their own. EJ has her own single coming out here in a couple of weeks, I believe. But like the story, especially like EJ's story, I don't know if you know, but she back in the day, she, you know, was training to the K-pop industry is really, really competitive, and yeah, she was training and she made it all the way to the end. And the word is that she almost made it into this group called Red Velvet, who is a really big girl K-pop group. She didn't get it in, but she just kept writing songs for them, and some of their biggest hits were written by her. And here she is now, 33 years old,
my
and she
gosh,
finally like hit it big. It's just after all that hard work.
What an underdog story.
Yeah.
And how incredible. I wonder, and if you know, maybe, is are they going to be like a trio, or are they just plan on doing solo stuff?
Well, they do have their own solo careers, so I think they're probably, I mean, they're gonna make another cartoon on this, so they're gonna have to work together. I think it'd be cool if they did something together.
Yeah.
And they were actually the real life Huntrix. I think that would be so cool.
Oh, and imagine them like dressed in character.
Oh,
and
I love
everything.
Because
yeah,
they kind of look like the characters.
Oh, totally.
It's really funny.
It's funny when you see like the people that voice characters, you're like, oh, I could totally see like where the inspiration came from.
Yeah, for sure. Finally, this morning, Nameberry, they have released their predictions for the hottest baby names of 2026. And parents are going full fantasy novel with this one. Expect to meet little Cressidas, Ramses, and Honey on the playground. Taylor Swift's new album is already inspiring showgirl names like Ophelia and Tallulah. There's also a rise in spiritual names like Olive, retro boomer names like Bonnie and Monty, romancy picks like Cassian and Sabin, and even number names like Cinco, Deuce, Million, and Prima.
Hey, Prima!
So if you meet a toddler named Seven, like, don't panic. You're just living in 2026. Hey, Ramon, you have a son named Four.
It's
a nickname.
His nickname is Four for Ramon the Fourth. I have it tatted. But yeah, I think it's cute. I like it. It's cool. People sometimes are like, did you just call him Thor? I'm like, no, Four.
Oh, and then it's because he's Ramon the Fourth.
Correct.
Got it. That's cute.
Do you ever call him, like, when he gets in trouble by his real name? Like, the first name, middle name, last name?
Ramon Nunez. He doesn't have a middle name, but yes, I'll say his first and last name.
That's,
you know, in a stern voice.
Yeah, that's when you know you're in trouble.
What is your middle name? Your born middle name again?
Rosalia.
Mercedes Rosalia Martinez.
Oh my gosh,
calm,
I knew.
Down here,
I was getting a whooping when that happened.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
94.1. Is she still on the phone?
Yeah, she's still on the phone.
Okay, cool. Tell her to hang on one second. So let's talk about physical touch for a second. Some people really thrive on physical touch. Others, they're like, keep your hands to yourself. And everyone's comfort level is different when it comes to physical touch. What is your comfort level of physical touch in the workplace? I think things can get a little tricky in a professional setting. Some people love a good hug or a pat on the back. Others would rather you just like wave at them or point at them, acknowledge them. So where do you fall on that spectrum? Are you comfortable with hugs from your coworker, handshakes at work, or does that cross a line for you? 702-364-9400 is our number. We were talking to Allison off the air about this earlier. Allison, are you still there?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, good. Thanks for holding. Sorry we put you on hold like that. But Allison, describe, you say you're a hugger, and that's kind of where this workplace situation started for you. Start from the beginning. Tell everyone what's going on.
So yeah, like I'll admit it, I'm a hugger. I've always been one. It's just like who I am. So, like, when I see someone, I hug them. It's how I say hi. It's how I show warmth. It's how I connect. Like, I hug my friends, my family, and even some coworkers, because to me, it's friendly, like, not weird. So, when this girl at work told me she didn't want me to hug her anymore, like, I was honestly shocked. I wasn't trying to make her uncomfortable. I was just trying to be nice. It's not like I meant anything by it.
That's the thing. Like, people can get weird at work about being touched. Like, where is that line? And you were just trying to be nice. Like, is this an everyday thing where you hug her every day? Is it a once in a while kind of thing? What is it for you?
I mean, it's like most days, yeah. Like when I see her, it's like I just know, like, I'm a hugger, I'm a friend, that's how I say hi. But now, like, the whole vibe at work feels icy.
Oh,
like I said hi to her the other day and she barely looks up. Like, I get that she has boundaries, but it feels like she made me out to be like a creep for just being affectionate.
What does everyone think about this? 702-364-9400. I mean, it's Allison just being a nice person. She's a hugger. You've heard people say that. Oh,
yeah.
I'm a hugger. Give me a hug, you know, whatever. Some people may not like that. And obviously you want to respect someone's boundaries, but now you feel bad. You feel like you are kind of creepy based on her reaction to you. Have you said anything to her? Are you mad at her? Like, what are your feelings right now?
I'm not mad at her. I just wish she'd understand that, like, for some people, hugs are invasive. They're comforting. And it's a way of spreading positivity.
Mm. So you weren't trying to cross a line here. You were just trying to be a nice person.
Exactly. Like, maybe I should have asked first, but I wasn't trying to cross the line. I was just trying to be kind. And now it feels like my kindness isn't welcome anymore.
Okay. So hang on. What are your guys' thoughts? Hugging coworkers. We just got a text right off the bat to make you feel better. Allison says, I'm a hugger. I want all the hugs. So I wish you guys worked together. You get all the hugs. Someone just texted, though, also, if someone tells you to stop hugging them, you're obviously hugging them too much. What do you think about this?
I feel like when I'm listening to Allison, she's coming from a place of like pure intention and just wanting to spread love. I think if you're not sexual or creepy about it, then it's meant with pure intentions. It's not like I'm here to hug you and, you know, cross the boundary. She's truly trying to spread positivity, and I could tell it in her voice. So I think that it's fine if you're a hugger, but just making sure that you're approaching people the right way. That's all I gotta say.
Let's bring on Alexis with Allison here. Let's bring them both in. Hey, Alexis, you're on with Allison, the hugger. What do you think?
Hi. So I would consider myself a hugger, generally speaking, as well. But unfortunately, it's a tricky thing, and I feel like even though we mean well by hugs, like, consent is important in any kind of physical touch. And so even though it might feel really jarring for someone to say, hey, I'm not comfortable with this, I think we really just need to not take that personally and just take a step back. And sometimes that iciness or weirdness we're feeling is just our perception because of, like, the feeling of rejection. And if we're uncomfortable with absence of hugs, like, they were probably uncomfortable that whole time with the pressure of hugs. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point, Alexis. It's nothing about you. It's about them. They don't feel comfortable with that, and we do have to respect that. Like, it's like a selective thing. Like, certain people I would feel comfortable with a hug from. Other people I would not feel comfortable with. I mean, I totally get that for Allison, for you, hugs are like kindness and warmth, but for some people, like, physical touch does not feel comforting. It feels invasive. And that,
you think so?
Sometimes, I'll be honest, it's just about personal boundaries, and maybe it stems from like past experiences.
Yeah.
And personal preferences, you know, that make physical contact feel kind of uncomfortable. So I think your heart's in the right place, but it's also fair for someone to say they'd rather kind of keep that space for themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I think when I think of people that I would give a hug to, at least in the workplace, it's very minimal, but I don't think it's bad if I have a coworker that wants to hug all the time. Like, if they're coming into the studio to say hi, I will gladly give them a hug. Am I the one to give them a hug? Probably not, but I'd be glad to accept a hug. I think that's it. I mean, maybe the workplace needs to change in that environment because it is warm, it is positive, and maybe we need a little bit more of that in the world that we're at today.
Would you give a hug though to everyone you work with? I think it just depends on the relationship.
I do think that it depends on the relationship. You're right. I think if it's like a new coworker, I would give them a handshake, and then once our relationship starts to build, I would give them hugs.
What do you guys think? Physicality in the workplace, hugs, stuff like that. We're getting so many texts. This one says, I'm a hugger, but my boss is a cold-hearted bee that she makes everything awkward. We just say good morning and call it a day. This one says, hey, tomorrow when you go into work, give everyone that you give a hug to a candy bar. That way the girl who doesn't want a hug won't get a candy bar.
Oh, you don't get a candy, but you get a candy.
I don't know. I love hugs, but I don't love hugs from everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a hugger, Ramon? If we started giving you hugs when you got here in the morning, would you want that or would that feel weird?
From you two, that's fine. But I've always thought like being a male, I never initiate the hug, especially if it was like a male, me to like a female. I never initiate it because I don't want it to get weird or awkward and like, oh no, I don't want to hug.
I've hugged Ramon maybe once, like, ever.
From you two ladies, a hug is fine. But like if it was a random, you know, some of these people on the other side of the building, I'd be like, oh, that's weird. You've never given me a hug before.
Okay, well, I want you guys to give a big hug to each other and then follow it up with a little squeeze at the end. See, it gets awkward now.
A little weird.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Want to wish a very happy birthday to Peyton. It is her 11th birthday.
So
cool. 11 is a lucky number, so this is gonna be the best year yet. Happy birthday, we love it. It's so funny because I mentioned this earlier this morning. Last night my daughter and I were in like a full no doubt spiral. The group, no doubt. She is completely obsessed with them. And she is beyond excited about their upcoming residency at the Sphere. And we're talking about that, their songs. And we're FaceTiming about it. And then she followed up with some text. She's like, hey, is Don't Speak about Gwen's relationship with that one guy in the band? I'm watching the music video right now, and I don't know. It seems like it is.
Oh my God. I love her. I love this.
And so I responded. I was like, yes, it's about Tony and they were together and just, you know, it was really hard for them in the group and all this. And so she's just asking me all these questions. I asked her, what's your favorite No Doubt song? And she goes, oh, I think one of them is It's My Life. And so I told her, I was like, you know, that's a remake. She's like, oh, you mean a sample of Bon Jovi? Because I was,
oh, I could see the relationship there.
I go, no, that's a totally different song. There's an actual song that was made before this, the exact same song by Talk Talk. And so I like played it for her and she was just completely blown away. Like, wow. This sounds like such an 80s song. I'm like, it was an 80s song.
You know what's funny, Sophie, if she's listening or just in that relationship of like songs, I remember listening to the Talk Talk version. I'm like, wait, No Doubt didn't originally sing this? What is my life?
I know. It's like the realization. So she follows up with this text and she writes, man, it must have been so cool to experience No Doubt in their peak. And I wrote back, it was a time. It was a time, man. I remember blasting Just a Girl in my car with my friends and like, aww. Oh my gosh, like it was a time. And so I was thinking about that. Is there a moment that you just can't fully explain to someone who isn't there? Like she's never going to know like how cool it was to be in the midst of the No Doubt rise, like the Tragic Kingdom rise and like that ska era. And it's just like I have such vivid memories of living through that and being obsessed. And it was just like the same time as like Garbage and Shirley Manson, yes, and Hole.
The Grudge era.
Yeah, like, oh my gosh, all of that I was like so obsessed with. Is there something that you were able to experience at its absolute peak that your kids or kids today, just today's generation, will never truly understand? 702-364-9400.
As a kid, I remember being obsessed with Britney Spears. And not only was I obsessed with her, I was obsessed with NSYNC as well. So when Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears got together and they did the viral denim outfits, oh, at the AMAs in 2001, it is iconic. And no one will really appreciate the denim outfits. They created the Canadian tuxedo. I'm telling you.
They will, like, today's generation, if you say, like, the Britney and Justin denim outfits, they will have no idea what you're talking about.
So when they broke up, it was devastating for me. And when I found out when this song came out,
oh,
it's apparently about the breakup between him and Britney.
Well, you could just tell from the video, like there was a Britney lookalike in that video.
Identical. I was like, people were rumored that if it was Cameron Diaz, because remember they were together for a little bit, him and Justin, her and Justin.
Yeah.
And then I was like, nah, look at that hat and the way that her blonde hair, that is Britney Spears for sure.
That is so true. We're getting some text. 702-364-9400 is our number. This one says, yes, I was in middle school when No Doubt was at their peak. I remember every girl wore sticky jewels on their eyes and faces. It was a time to live.
Live.
What about you, Ramon? What did you get to experience at its peak?
All right, so gonna be a little nerd about it, but my son, also into video games, he's never gonna experience a traditional video game midnight release. We would, 10 of us would jam-pack the car, drive down to GameStop at 11:45. That line would be a mile long. They would have a video game truck out there. They would have food trucks out there. What? Everybody just nerding out for the new Call of Duty, whatever the game was.
That is so true. Like, that was a time.
Yes. Was there a place in town here in Vegas that you would always go to, like a certain GameStop?
The GameStop on Nellis and Charleston on the east side.
Oh.
It's still there.
It reminds me of, do you guys remember when like a new Harry Potter book or a new Twilight book would come out and they would have the same thing, the lines at midnight for the release, and people would be dressed as the characters.
Yes, or even the movie releases, everyone had to see it at the midnight premiere and it was packed.
So yeah, any midnight release of anything, it's not a thing anymore, right? Like even a movie, you can watch it at 6 p.m.
Yeah. Or like when an album comes out, it's 9 p.m. for us.
Yeah, exactly.
We're getting some texts here. This one says, my kid will never know what it felt like to camp out all night for NSYNC tickets. No seat maps, no apps, just a lawn chair, a blanket, and determination. This one says, my daughter asked me if we had Instagram back when Britney Spears dropped. No, sweetheart, we had TRL and a landline. That's what we had.
And those clear inflatable chairs. Do you remember those clear inflatable chairs?
Oh my gosh, yes, the different colors.
Yes, all the neon oh my God.
The green and the pinks, oh my gosh.
It was a time.
It was a time, you guys. All right, let's do this. It is time to win. We have your tickets right now for the Wanted 2.0. M Pavilion, M Resort, Spawn Casino, October 18th. Your tickets with heads up. Caller 20, you get to play. All you got to do is pick your category and get six answers in 60 seconds. Then you win the tickets. Easy as that. Caller 20, you get to play right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Lindsay, you're caller 20.
Yay! Oh, wow.
Let's do this. We've got tickets for the Wanted 2.0 for you in concert at the M Pavilion at the M Resort. Let's pick a category. Do you want to go with Shop Till You Drop, Play Ball, Top It Off, or Booked and Busy?
Let's go with, what was the first one?
Shop Till You Drop.
Okay, Shop Till You Drop.
Okay, perfect. National Department Store Day is on Thursday. These are all things you would find in a department store, okay?
Okay.
All right, six answers in 60 seconds is all we need. You ready to do this?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
Heels, sneakers, they're all types of?
Shoes.
Yes. I want to smell good, so I'm going to go to this counter and buy some.
Perfume.
Yes. This is, I need sheets and a comforter and pillowcases. I need all a collection of what? This is all what?
Pass.
Okay. This is something I would wear around my waist to keep my pants up.
A belt.
Yes. I wear this on my wrist to tell you what time it is.
A watch.
Yes.
A watch.
I buy one of these so I can pack my clothes when I go on a trip. I put it all in a
suitcase.
Yes. These are like, I'm going to pass on that. This is what you need when you get out of the shower so you can dry off. You need a what? Yes.
Nice. Towel. Yes.
Very good, Lindsay. Congratulations. That one with the sheets and the comforter and stuff, that was bedding.
Bedding.
Yes, that's all right. You didn't need it. And then electronics I passed on. I wasn't feeling that. So it doesn't matter.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all-access pass in October.
Amazon, they are going on another massive seasonal hiring spree. The company announced it. Plans to bring on 250,000 seasonal workers.
Whoa.
Yeah, for the holiday shopping rush. This is the third year in a row that they've hired at least a quarter million extra people. So the seasonal gigs pay an average of over $19 an hour. Regular employees make around $23 an hour plus benefits. The bigger picture, though, isn't as strong. This year's overall holiday hiring is expected to be the lowest since 2009. Kohl's and Target, they've been a little quieter about their plans, probably because the job market's cooling a little bit. I was at the racetrack all weekend, and my Waze was taking me different routes because of the traffic and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was going through all like the warehouses up in that area. I mean, like there's Amazon
yes.
up there. There's Fanatics. And it took me in this back road, and I'm looking straight in front of me, this gigantic building that says Sephora. And I was like,
yeah,
what the heck is this Sephora up here? Is it is it just a shipping warehouse? Do you know? Is it a manufacturing warehouse?
I don't know, but I've seen it before. And there are tons of buildings like that around town where I'm like, I had no idea. Oh, gosh, I'm blanking on the one coming from north side of town on the 15. I'm like, oh, my God, that's so and so. I'm blanking right now. But yes,
There's so many of them. If you work up there, like, what's the deal? Are those just like... are those manufacturing plants or are they just like shipping plants? I wanted to drive around more to see what else was up there. It was so cool. Also this morning, the Science of Scare Project just released their 2025 list of the scariest movies based on heart rate monitors that people wore on these movie nights. And coming in at number one again, have you, either of you seen this movie? It's called Sinister.
I'm going to go to Ramon to that. I do not like scary movies.
With Ethan Hawke.
Is he in that?
Yes. It came out like 2009.
Is it scary?
I remember, I've only seen it once, and scary movies aren't my forte, but I remember watching maybe the last like 15, 20 minutes of that movie with one eye open.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty scary at the end.
Okay, Host was number two. That came out in 2020.
Host, have you seen it?
No, you got me on that one.
Okay. Wait, that's not Parasite. I was thinking Parasite. That's different.
That's different.
Yeah, okay.
Let me see Host.
Parasite's dope.
Yeah. That is such a good movie.
By the way.
Yes.
the Host movie, let me see here. That was with...
oh, it's a British film.
Oh, those are kind of scary movies for sure.
Yes, yes.
Skinamarink?
What?
Skinamarink?
I've never heard of Skinamarink.
That was number three. It came out in 2022.
You gotta be making these up.
No!
She's just going around in the town. Skinamarink.
Insidious.
Yeah, I remember that one.
The Conjuring and Hereditary. Those were the
top. I'm too scared to watch Hereditary, if I'm being honest.
What's that? I'm really surprised because you like scary movies.
That one's like a psychological thriller.
Okay, there's a little girl in it. Yes. You got me a little kid. When there's a scary little kid in the movie, I'm out. There's no way.
See, Bride of Chucky is scary. I told you guys.
Gosh.
Little kids, little dolls. Oh, that's the scariest movie I've ever seen in my
dolls,
life.
There's dolls having sex in that movie. How's that scary?
Exactly. I was 8 years old. I was like, I'll never see Jennifer Tilly the same way again.
That is terrifying. Finally, this morning, a family from Pennsylvania, they hit the road for vacation and about 100 miles in, they made a very shocking discovery. Their cat, Ray Ray, had tagged along. Like, when I say tagged along, he jumped onto the roof of the car and clinged to it. Not in a crate, not in the car, on the roof. He had his claws sunk into a soft cargo carrier while the van was flying down the highway at 70 miles an hour. And instead of panicking, Ray Ray was just chilling like it was no big deal. So the family decided to let him come along on the trip. Ray Ray ended up traveling to New Hampshire for a marathon, then to New York to see Hamilton. And of course, they stopped at a little pet store to grab supplies and they had to sneak him into the Airbnb. But I mean, that is dedication. This cat clinging to the roof. Cats are just not of this world.
They're not.
There is something about them that is not of this world.
Oh, Momo wouldn't even last a mile on top of a car. Are you kidding me? A cat 100 miles clinging onto the top of the car? They're so smart. I don't understand how that happened.
Well, from what they say, Ray Ray's an indoor-outdoor cat. So, you know, he does kind of hang out in the outdoors and stuff, but still, have you ever owned a cat?
No, but there would be a cat that visited our apartment all the time in New Zealand, and I hated it. I was like, this cat needs to go. It's begging for food every single day. Does that count?
Well, we have those same cats, like the feral cats in our neighborhood. And there's this one cat, I think I talked about it before,
yes,
that I befriended, and he doesn't come around anymore. And I've been so sad. Like, I've been so worried about him. Like, what happened to Bob the cat? Like, he just, I bought food for him.
Yeah, you got a little crazy over there with Bob the cat. You were like trying to bring Bob the cat into your house.
I wanted him to be an outdoor cat, but Matt was like, he's gonna go to the bathroom in our yard. What are you doing? So I'd sneak him food, and then I don't know what happened. I ran off with Ray Ray or something.
I think Bob the cat's just for the streets and he ain't for the houses. So he's probably went from Summerlin to Henderson. He's probably all over town.
He's off the streets. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Relationship experts say there is one trait that can be the biggest green flag in dating. It's one of those traits that makes a guy just stand out. And it's not because of how he looks, but it's because of how he shows up. Can you guess what it is?
How he shows up.
He's the guy that doesn't do that awkward, like, half door hold thing that kind of leaves you rushing to catch it. He shows up when he says he's going to show up. He listens without turning it into a debate. He offers to help without making it like performative, like, look at me, what I'm doing. He just does it. He doesn't flinch at his emotions. He's just not wired that way. And a lot of times, guys that have this one thing in common, it's all boiling down to this. They grew up with older sisters.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's we were talking about mama's boys on the show the other day, and they can be a little too dependent, or sometimes they say that only children can get kind of accused of being very self-focused, you know?
Yeah.
But they say men who are raised by big sisters are trained early on. Those sisters do not let things slide with their little brothers. They have expectations, and they kind of hardwire respect into their brothers.
That, I didn't even recognize that. I can see that, though, because they're like, I see older sisters as like the second mom.
Yes.
So I can see they're raising their little brothers to be the husband or boyfriend that they need to be.
Experts are saying that this whole dynamic, it can really build men who are just more empathetic and that are better communicators and that they're just more emotionally aware. Do you see that, ladies? Have you noticed that a guy with older sisters, they're different to date, or maybe you're married to one, or do they get along better with others? And guys, if you've got older sisters, do you think that they're the reason why you show up the way you show up? 702-364-9400. Ramon, I know you have several sisters. Are they all older than you?
Three sisters. One is technically my twin. Technically, she's older because she came out first.
Okay.
So, yes, three older sisters. 11 years older, almost 7 years older, and then 5 minutes older.
Okay, so what's the influence on you? Do you believe this? Do you feel like you are who you are because of your older sisters?
I think what you just said is 100% true. I was raised how to treat, you know, treat a woman correctly, open doors, like you said, all the chivalry stuff. But I just remember my oldest sister, she left and got married very young. And I just remember her always coming home crying because of her husband, you know, mistreating her and stuff like that. And I was like 10 years old. And I just remember like, why? Like, there's no way. Why would anyone treat my sister like this? And I just remember growing up, like, I'm never going to make my girlfriend or wife ever cry. Like, I never understood. And I think it's just like burned in my memory. I just remember her coming home to the front door, you know, in tears. And I just never understood. And I it's ingrained in my mind. Like, I'm never going to do that.
Is that like, and that's the empathy thing too. Mm-hmm. Like, you're feeling those emotions of what she's feeling. Ladies, have you ever dated a guy with an older sister? And did you notice a difference in how they treated you? And I'm just curious if other guys feel that way, the same way you do, Ramon, where you feel like the sisters, they did have a big impact on you. Have you ever dated a guy with older sisters?
I did. I did date a guy, and we were together for 5 years. He had one older sister, and I will give him credit that he treated me well. He did do everything he could chivalrous-wise, but there was like this emotional thing that he didn't know how to talk about his emotions, okay? And I think he also got that from his sister, because I met her. She's a wonderful woman. But a lot of the times I'm like, I'm seeing like why they're the same. They're hard to talk about what's going on in their life and why maybe they're feeling angry or upset. So I see the good traits that he got from his sister, but also the bad traits. And I think that might be something like also as a red flag, in my opinion.
Oh, that having an older sister could be a bad thing for some people.
Yeah, I think they might be getting habits, the bad habits from them too, because again, they're like the second mom. They're raising the younger brother. So I do see the similarities there with his older sister.
What is a trait you consider a non-negotiable green flag in someone you date? Is a sister one of them? Gina, good morning. What do you think?
Hello?
Hi, what do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? I actually had a friend in college who got in a fight with her boyfriend, and of course, she told me all about it. And then the day after, her boyfriend actually came up to me and apologized to me about the fight they had. And I was like, that's between you guys. And he was like, no, I grew up with a bunch of sisters, and I know that when somebody upsets one of the women, they come back, they share it with each other, they tell each other all about it. And so he was just like, and I know that even though I've made up with her, I feel like I need to apologize to you too, because this is how women are. They carry each other's burdens. I was like, how do you know this? He's like, because I had four sisters.
Oh my God. That is
the greenest of the green flags right there. That is St. Patrick's Day color flag.
Tell your friends, he's got sisters.
It's Mix 94.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.